My name is Nick Barley and I'm director of the Edinburgh International Book Festival. And I'm here with Roland Gulliver, the programme manager, to talk about some of the highlights of the 2011 programme. And in this 5 minutes section, we wanted to talk about some of the authors who we were just excited about. Couldn't not kick off with Ali Smith, whose writing is always exciting. And I suppose, you know, you could say she's one of my favourites in this or any year. I love her work. And I was so excited to hear that this year she'd be launching her new book, which is called There But For The. And as soon as I got the proof copy of it a few months ago, I delved into it and I wasn't disappointed. It's a fantastic premise for a novel. It opens with a man who's locked himself in a room at a dinner party and won't come out. And his presence in this room, his absent presence, sort of undermines the life of the middle class, comfortable life of the family in Greenwich, where he's lodging for a while. And in true Ali Smith style, it looks at her at this story from a number of different perspectives. It's playful, it's witty, and it's very, very biting. And I dearly hope that it's a success for Ali, because it's such a great book, and I'm so thrilled that she's coming.
One of the authors I'd like to talk about is Kevin Barry. He was at last year's book festival with his first collection of short stories, which was published by a little Irish publisher. But his first novel is out this year, called The City of Bohan. It's this amazing futuristic fantasy town that Kevin has invented on the west coast of Ireland. The city that's ruled by gangs. It's full of violence. It's full of swearing. But it's also full of the kind of just the most beautifully written, lyrical, poetic genius that has you entrapped and enthralled and laughing. And it's one of those books that if you read it in bit, like if you read two pages every night, you'd hate it. But if you actually sat on a train and absorbed yourself in it, it's just a wonderful kind of roller coaster ride. You know, the story is, it's like something out of a film, but it's got this really brilliant Irish lyrical playfulness and turn of phrase. And very good fashion sense, and it's just he'll be brilliant. I'm also really pleased that he's also taken part in an event which is the Best of European Fiction, another one of my favourite books, just for the kind of just for the sheer brilliantness of what the project is. It's a collection of short writing that comes out every year, published by Dalkey Archive Press, and basically has a piece of fiction from every European country, and it's an amazing project, one that people should go and discover and see more, because you've got everything there. You've got people from Liechtenstein, you've got people from Belgium, both the French and the Dutch. It's got everything. It's just a lovely, lovely book.
I want to talk about a writer who is a legend in his own country, but as yet unknown in the UK to most people, and that's Laszlo Krasznahorkai. Colm Tobin, who is, of course, that fantastic, passionate sort of advocate of all things literary, was for many, many months talking to me about Laszlo Krasznahorkai and what a great writer he is. And I was aware of Satan Tango, which was made into a six-hour-long movie by Bellatar. And most people, if they know about Krasznahorkai, know about it through this cult movie, Satan Tango. But Satan Tango itself was a book which really transformed Hungarian literature. That was 20 years ago. Most recently, Krasznahorkai has written a really small, short book. He's going to be in conversation with Colm Tobin about this book, and it's called Animal Inside. And it's a series of sort of poetic sketches on what it must feel like to be an animal. He's tried to describe animal feelings. I mean, it's the most crazy, bonkers idea, and yet it makes a most powerful kind of sort of base piece of writing that I read, I think, all year. It's so left field, but I think with Colm Tobin in the chair, it's going to be an extraordinary event with truly a legend of Hungarian literature.
There are just a couple of insights into the myriad of amazing writers that are coming to the book festival and to be discovered by our audiences.